White people used to be cool in America. Long time ago, dude. The height of white people being cool was us going, we're like, man. That was as cool as we got. We're like, man, say, ha ha, man. And then the day white people stopped being cool, it was Jackie Robinson's first game. You can look it up, dude. You can find it. You can find the radio call from that game online. You can hear the exact moment white people stopped being cool. You can hear the announcers. They still got there like, man. Welcome to Chicago, where the White Sox take on the Brooklyn Dodgers. And we all had cool white nicknames. Like, up at the mound is old Curly. He's a 47-year-old alcoholic. He's the greatest athlete alive. Runs a 6-second 40-yard dash. Fastest man alive, they say. Then it happened, dude. And Jackie came up to the plate. You can hear the announcers like, meh. Coming up to the plate is a young college boy from Brooklyn. No way he can hit Curly's pitch. Here comes the pitch. Fuck, home run. All right. That was it, dude. Jackie hit the ball so hard he knocked that voice out of all the whites. Not one of us has talked like that since. Dude, one swing of the bat, we're like, meh. All right, yeah, that was pretty good. That was good. It was good. It's time for us to focus on computers.
Nobody on earth is better than Nate.
Yeah, that checks out. I feel
it was everything I wanted. I walked in, it was him just shotgunning a fucking seltzer. I got in there late and he was like, yo, get him one too. He's the nicest dude ever. Like, right. As soon as I walked in, he was like, yo, get this motherfucker one also. And he got me one. And then we walked outside and he front kicked a stranger. He got in a fight with the stranger immediately.
Wait, I thought you were kidding. No.
So Nate's like, everybody that comes up, he's like, let's get a picture. Yeah, fuck you. Like all that. And then one dude walked up that was like jacked. And Nate Diaz just immediately was like, yo, you want to run up on us?
But it was just like a perfectly nice guy who happened to be strong, nah, right? He was mean mugging?
And then me and Nate walked down the street together. Just me and Nate. It was the nicest
moment.
Oh, that's
cool. Did you guys kiss?
Front kicked a guy? I wish.
What were you talking about?
He front kicked the dude, and then walked out. As soon as we walked away, he's like, that motherfucker was like talking shit. And I was sitting there like, yeah, for sure. Nate looks like a normal guy. His whole crew looked like normal guys. I was taking pictures with these dudes after, and one dude got tagged in it. He's like a boxing champion.
Right.
Like, these dudes are pure animals. And I was just like, yeah, this guy's small. I fuck him up. Taking pictures. Nate's just,
like, I don't give a fuck. Fuck that.
I was like, yeah, true.
No doubt.
The whole night, I was like, true, yeah, that. Dude, you're the best.
True that.
I love you so much.
That's right, champ. That's right, champ.
No, Nate's incredible.
Go back and watch those fucking Conor McGregor, Nate Diaz interviews. If you want to get fired up, like so Conor's at the height. He's talking shit on everybody. He's like, ah, fucking blah, blah, blah. And then he runs into Nate Diaz, who's the one guy who's like, I don't care.
Does not matter. Fuck
it's
you.
It's the best shit ever.
Yeah.
He's like, ah, probably there's the best part ever is there's an interview. I think it's like MSNBC Business or whatever. Some lady that's like, how do you think the fight's going to go? And he's like, ah, probably knock him out in the first round. And Nate just goes, he better. It's like, yo, that's the best answer I've ever. He's like, he better knock me out. I'm going to fucking kill him.
You better.
You better fucking kill me. Because it's going to be a long night, motherfucker.
I love your Nate Diaz.
Thank you, bro.
Oh, my God. He went drinking with Nate Diaz.
Fuck off.
Yeah, it was great. I'll do the Nate Diaz. You're like,
yeah.
He's like, yeah, like. I was like, fuck that. Like, I mean, is that simple?
That was
like,
really good.
I don't know. Like, I just knocked that motherfucker out. Like, it's that every time. Every interview, he's the best interview ever. Because everybody thought McGregor was. Because McGregor was incredible.
Yeah.
And then when he compared
Diaz, they went, oh.
Yeah, that's better. That's funnier. Because Conor's obviously funny and incredible at talking shit, but Nate's being honest.
Yeah, Nate.
Like Connor's putting on a show and
Connor's trying to sell the fight.
Yeah.
And Diaz is just saying whatever comes into
whatever's
his brain.
Whatever's in his head. And half the time it's like, yeah, fuck this. And that's the end of the interview.
Yeah, take it's a real punk, isn't it?
I got a good story for you.
Yeah, we got a story.
This is very funny. This guy's full UFC. He's genuinely an MMA guy.
Oh, really?
He trains with McGregor.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He just shadow boxes the whole time. You're talking to him and he's like, yeah, fucking body shot, liver, bang, straight to your fucking face. Get done with the show. That fucking Irish guy just walks straight into the green room.
No.
He walks in, he's like, yeah, fucking crazy. We start walking, we start going to a bar. The whole time, all he's been doing is trying to fight everybody. We start to get to this bar, and he kind of is like, let's go to that bar. You're a fucking legend at that bar. And I'm like, let's go, we're going to this one. As soon as we start walking in, a bouncer walks out and is like, you. Now, this is how cool this fucking guy was. He gets his ass beat. He gets out of all five of them, runs down the alley, and then turns and looks at all of them and goes.
Got it.
And once you see his teeth, every story about him makes perfect sense. Like, he was a man of few words. It's like, yeah, dude, he had fucking donkey teeth and fucking lead in his mouth for a decade. You can't keep lead in your mouth for a decade. That would give you, for real, like rabies-like symptoms. You'd die. Like, I can't believe we defeated the British. So I know how we did it. We had a fucking 6'2" redheaded retarded guy out in the woods just waiting for those motherfuckers, dude. 6'2" in 1770, that's like 6'10 today. Red hair, horse teeth, a sword, just... Do you want to tax me, motherfucker? You know how terrifying that guy was coming out of the woods? Some 5-foot British guy. Oh! It's Ron, it's George. He's a fucking dog. Just. Oh! I had a friend say the N-word to me. I had a white friend on the phone say the N-word to me, and I was like, oh my God. Like, I didn't know we were this serious. Like, I didn't know. That's how white guys say I love you. Like, if a white guy says the N-word to you, you're like, oh shit, you trust me with your life? Yeah. And it's just pretty much a Louis C.K. joke at that point. I can't not do Louis when I'm like, and I didn't know what to say, so I was like, I faggot you too.
Spud was like talking about how he bought Louis the show, and he was like, when I was younger it was like funnier, now I'm older and it's depressing.
Yeah,
well, because he's like, Louis's sad the whole time, and I was like, that's literally why he's the greatest.
Yeah,
he's a 40-year-old in the show,
yeah,
schlubby dude that's depressed. There's nothing funnier than a dude who's not really afraid to die.
Yep,
that's what's funny of a guy that's just like, well, that's fucking it, then I die.
Yeah.
It's like, nice. My fucking head falls off.
And my ankle hurts.
Yeah.
My ankle hurts. And the doctor's like, it's just going to hurt now. I'm like, what? You're done with me?
He's like, but don't you fix athletes? He's like, you're not an athlete. Yeah.
Yeah, he rules.
Creating nothing, dude. They're doing, the only export I've seen come out of Australia is just that YouTube video of that guy punching that kangaroo in the face. Yeah. You know that video, that kangaroo holding that dog hostage out in the woods. Owner shows up, squares up with the kangaroo. No hesitation. Kangaroo knew it was a fight, too. Guy just fucking... If you've seen the video, you know how good that impression is. Yes. Now, Australia ruled. I only had one negative experience while I was there, and it was I got bullied. I got made fun of publicly by a goth. He walked behind me, took my hat off my head, put it back down, and patted me on the head. I turned around smiling at him because I thought only a friend could have done this. I was like, dude, this guy kept walking. He didn't even break stride. He goes, nice hat, fatso. It just destroyed me for no... I had no comeback. I was just like, yeah, right. I was like that fucking kangaroo. What was that about? I hate that he's a goth from Australia. It's like, you can't be that. You can't be a goth from Australia. You sound funny. You can't be, you know what I mean? That guy can't go around like, all day I think about death. It's like, shut up, dude. I'm actually very dark and twisted. No, you're not. You're Australian. You sound funny. Australian accent's one of those accents that's funny every single time. You could be in the middle of a fucking tragedy if you heard an Australian accent, you'd still be like... you know what I mean? Like if there was like an Australian guy in the office on 9/11, I was like, oh, fuck, look out! Like, oh, no, there's another one. Get down. Ah, oh, fuck, it's hot up here. Gonna have to jump out. No.
Shout out,
Lauren was always cool, right? He was
Lauren's
always good to you.
Yeah. Lauren's the man.
You know he doesn't give a fuck.
He didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta do this, but like, we're cool, right?
You're funny. I'd love to have you. Everybody's being great. You're exactly right, Lauren.
And I quote,
the easiest way to do Trump is like the speech Trump when he's doing a rally. Trump.
Okay.
Because it's just in the back of your throat.
Okay.
The greatest country.
The greatest country.
Okay.
A little bit.
The greatest country.
Don't do this. Do this.
The greatest country.
Don't move at all. Only move your hand.
Don't move my body.
If you're sitting,
don't move your shoulders. Shift your hands.
If you're
the greatest country.
Sit like that if you're sitting.
Don't. First of all, don't. Okay? So sit like this.
Don't.
Yeah?
The greatest country.
The best country.
The best country.
Wow, what a country.
Wow, what a country.
A lot of Asians.
A lot of Asians.
Maybe too many Asians.
Maybe too many Asians.
There might be too many
Asians. Yeah. Maybe too many Asians. I don't know.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. It's the lovely Heidi, everybody.
Oh, hey. What a great lady. I talked to her backstage. And wonderful woman. The tits are real. A lot of people are saying her tits are fake. They're not fake. I touched them. And great tits, wonderful tits, American tits. And that's the thing that we've lost under this administration. Where are the American tits anymore?
I bet I can smell her. I bet I can do it first.
Joe, you're an idiot. Please stop.
Hey,
you have a lot of work to do. You should stop collecting bugs.
Last hookup you had, how long ago was that?
5 months ago or something.
For a guy who collects bugs, frankly, that's not bad, honestly. A sad woman in Connecticut fucked the bug guy.
What do the Japanese call the Chinese as a racial slur? Fucking short Chinese.
My favorite thing about Biden is anytime Biden finishes a speech, he transforms into a Roomba. Just...
Are you doing at Trader Joe's?
So the latest episode of Kill Tony was quite possibly the funniest episode in the entire history of the show. I mean, Shane might have the best Trump impression of all time. So good. Because usually when regulars and guests bomb, it turns into kind of like a freak show at the circus. But the Trump and Biden characters' unfiltered destruction of the guests continued into their interviews. Like when the same guest, who said he collects bugs and lizards, was asked how long it's been since his last hookup. Well, this episode also featured possibly the most racist guest in Kill Tony history. But by far, hands down, the funniest moment of the episode actually happened by coincidence. I mean, you'll just have to see this one for yourself.
I was going through the museum. I'll admit, I had girl brain towards George from what I'd seen. I was still mad at him. I was going through the museum. I was like, George Washington, fucking asshole. Like, George Washington had red hair. I was like, ugly bitch. I was trying to be cool and liberal and hate him. I couldn't do it, dude. They started pumping up George. Got me going, dude. Going through the museum, they're like, George Washington was 6'2". I was like, nice. Like, he could never tell a lie. I was like, this guy's unbelievable. Like, he single-handedly defeated the British. At this point, I'm back. No, dude, I'm worse. Nobody better touch my statues. I love statues. I'm ready to get on Facebook, defend Rittenhouse, whatever I need to do to help this country get better. I'm back, 100%. Love America, love George Washington. And then you get to the end of the tour, and the last thing you see on the George Washington tour is George Washington's teeth in a case. And if you, you know, the myth is George Washington had wooden teeth. Turns out George Washington had, it was ivory and lead dentures with horse and cow teeth on the top row and human slave teeth on the bottom row. Damn! What the fuck? That's it. That's how the tour ends. You gotta walk outside to a hot, sunny parking lot. Like, what the fuck was that? Also, lead with the teeth. Show me the teeth right away. Dude, don't make me love George Washington for 2 hours and at the very end be like, you wanna see some wild shit? Like, and once you see his teeth, every story about him makes perfect sense. Like, he was a man of few words. It's like, yeah, dude, he had fucking donkey teeth and fucking lead in his mouth for a decade. You can't keep lead in your mouth for a decade. That would give you, for real, like rabies-like symptoms. You guys. Like, I can't believe we defeated the British. So I know how we did it. We had a fucking 6'2" redheaded retarded guy out in the woods just waiting for those motherfuckers, dude. 6'2 in 1770, that's like 6'10 today. Red hair, horse teeth, a sword, just...
Do you feel comfortable with Shane? Because Shane looks like a kid who you grew up with in Ridgewood. He looks like an Irish kid.
Yeah, but...
He looks like... You look like a kid that you guys would be having beers again. Like, Shane makes sense. He's an Irish kid. Occasionally, you know, he'll have a brew in his hand. When right. you see him, there's always like a Coors
Light. He does a little blow.
Yeah, if you say Stella.
He ruined his life already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. One year
yeah.
in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
out.
He's yeah. the type of kid, if you're like, do you want a Stella? He's like, stop saying that type of language to me. What are we going to go do yeah. gymnastics next?
Yeah, if you notice when I said I'm drinking white wine, like, you're, because you know me, but he was looking at me a little bit like, what is this guy? Is fucking sucking cock?
Yeah, he's like, I didn't know.
Gay podcast?
Yeah, he's like, I didn't know I was coming to do Girls Gotta Eat. What's going on?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're a kid who doesn't make sense.
I wish, man. I need something. I'd like to trans out of this episode. You know, this was something else. Whenever they find this episode and they're like, man, that guy's a piece of shit, I'll be like, I even fucking trans out of that. I'd like to, I identify as not a piece of shit, actually.
I identify as a humanitarian.
Yeah, like, they're like, honestly. Yeah, you're racist. It's like, actually, you're going to be shocked to find out I actually identify as not racist. Yeah.
I've transitioned. I was racist, but now...
I identify as crazy left. Yeah. Extreme
it's
left.
It's so weird. I transitioned from being racist like 5 seconds Wait, after you racist? Started calling me out
what?
For that. Yeah.
No, yeah, I started transitioning. I'm in mid-transition. Are you going to judge me because I can't afford a full transition fast?
You going to dead name me like that? Bring up these episodes? You got dead podcast me like
show Shane your handy.
I can't always tell. You got a little hitch in your giddy up?
He's like halfway
walk
through
back.
The Thriller video.
Walking back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, there you go.
Thriller? Oh, man, you got really, you're Thriller? Doing the stanky leg. Yeah. You're doing
you
the stanky
it.
Leg.
You got it.
All right, yeah. So here we go. So this guy says. Served
in the end. وز داسې دغه ټو غلو د پوره مثلا د لاس وسول شته کنه دغه ټو غلو د پوره او دغه ځکه چې دا وس په او جرم کې دایره
His hand cutting for serious
thieves.
I don't disagree with hand cutting for thievery.
All right, can you rewind this? This is fully a Trump speech.
Yeah.
They talk like Trump. He's
yeah.
like, but when that type of crime happens, there's big hand cuts.
Big.
For the small thieves, hand cuts. We're going to do the hand cuts.
This is awesome.
What's the deal with airplane peanuts?
Guy got rocked. Yeah, that's
smacked
terrible.
His head against the wall. And then he popped up. You know, again, people.
You have
rushed,
to pop up.
People rushed the dude. And, you know, everyone, Dorian fucking came, jumped in on it.
Did anyone get a sock on it? Did anyone punch
that's
that
guy? That's what I said. I figured some people would be.
Well, people were holding. We got to give him a little butt
got
belly.
It, dude.
A little bit. I'd like to kill you.
Yeah, you're a little fucking. I mean, I know 100%. I would if I had the that opportunity, I would punch that guy just because.
Yeah,
just because. Just because. I would. I would just be like, I don't ever get to punch someone as hard as I can in the ribs. I need to do this right. I would absolutely punch him at least 3 times as hard as I could. Just like I have no emotional investment in the person or whatever. But if I was in that situation, it would have been.
I went through a phase where I was doing that in college to anybody that was taking a. What the fuck was it? A keg stand?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that was getting keg stand, I would get under and punch him in the stomach. This one dude, I remember I was at Pitt. I was at my friend's frat.
Oh.
And they were doing a keg stand. And the dude doing it. And I just socked him in the dick like three times. And his legs, but people were holding him. He was trying to like curl up. He's like, dude, what the fuck? Someone fucking is hitting me. And I left. It is so funny. Yeah, next time you see someone doing a keg stand, definitely punch him in the balls.
Oh, fuck.
Punch him in the belly.
Oh, punch him in the belly and the balls on a keg stand.
Well, because they try to curl up, but people are like holding their legs as hard as they can. They're getting restrained.
It's also, too, it's funny because you're just life of the party.
Oh,
you're like, oh, it's my time. Let's go. And you're my nuts.
Someone's punching me in the dick.
Let go of my legs.
Yeah, what's the record? 35 seconds? Watch this.
Oh, fuck. We should go to a college party.
Please.
And just punch somebody in the dick.
Any college listeners, let us come to your party.
Let us come to your party and punch
somebody
in the dick.
I promise not to be a sexual predator.
I don't think you can.
On Thursday in Harrisburg, gave me a ride to the strip club, and then I let him sleep at my parents' house.
Hell yeah.
That's how I treat my fans.
That's crazy.
Shout out Ray from Pittsburgh. The guy who slept on my mom. I didn't like it anyway. I thought it was kind of demeaning. But also, like, the real way you find out you're ugly also is, like, the people who, it's like, oh, you got a match. It's like, yeah. Fuck, this ugly bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I have zero credit, except I never paid my student loans.
But
I defaulted on that.
That doesn't hurt your credit.
It doesn't?
No, scholastic fucking debt doesn't hurt your credit.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Good.
It's a great law. Because that's why people are like, I'm not going to fucking.
Sure.
Who are you going to clip me for trying to get education so I can get a job?
Yeah.
It is.
All you have to do is not pay it.
Yeah. Or you pay a little bit, right?
I paid all.